And now the news in detail. Minister of Health Dr. Elijah Mchima says the Ministry of Finance and National Planning has been supportive to the sector amid withdrawal of aid from key stakeholders. Dr. Mchima has further called for investment in the National Health Insurance Management Authority to extend health insurance coverage to the poor and vulnerable. Dr. Mchima was in Washington, D.C. for the 2025 spring meetings, where he also participated in a high-level dialogue on sustainable health financing in Africa, convened by the Afro Champions Initiative. The forum brought together key stakeholders to identify actionable strategies and forge partnerships critical to strengthening health systems across Africa. Addressing the Zambian delegation at the residence of Zambia's ambassador to the USA, Dr. Chibamba Kanyama, Dr. Mchima said his engagements were a success as they discussed ways of sustaining healthcare in Africa following the withdrawal of aid in the health sector. He said the Ministry of Finance and National Planning in Zambia has acted tremendously by supporting the health sector amid the withdrawal of financial aid.
Has been supporting our ministry so much. And even adjusting what it was done last time, Ministry of Health was not. We have just been very prudent. We have to be prudent with the resources that the aid is no longer there. And also we have to look at our NIMA. How do we broaden it? Because currently, the president is the finance. There are those who are poor who cannot afford anything much. Yes, but Mchima and his group is supposed to contribute. I'm a patient. When I went and see the world, I get something, I don't know whether it's a million or what, 1,000, I don't know. And I felt to contribute a 20 kwacha.
President Hakainde, I beg your pardon, and Zambia's ambassador to the United States of America, Dr. Chibamba Kanyama, said the mission will continue to engage stakeholders in the health sector despite the withdrawal of funding. President Hakainde Hichilema has described the late founding president, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, as a vibrant and passionate advocate for sports and education in the country. Speaking at the prize-giving ceremony at the KK Day Golf Tournament, President Hichilema said during Dr. Kaunda's tenure, sports flourished across the country. President Hichilema has emphasized that KK should be honored and remembered for his immense contributions and has called for the tournament to become an annual event in his memory. The head of state has further highlighted Dr. Kaunda's legacy in promoting access to education, noting that the free education policy introduced by the current administration is a continuation of that vision to ensure equal opportunities for all. President Hichilema has added that government is working to complete stalled infrastructure projects, including schools and student hostels, to align with KK's dream of universal access to quality education.
Has a passion for sports coupled with education. I think he took the two as a package, sports, education. So he was a passionate and vibrant advocate of sports in our country and beyond our country. His vision for sports aligned very close with his commitment to education for all. Not for some, but education for all. Very important that citizens understand and appreciate education for all, not for some. Love for education, then we have to honor him in that respect as well of making education available for all our children.
The United National Independence Party has declared its intention to participate in the 2026 presidential elections. Speaking during the commemoration of Dr. Kenneth Kaunda Day in Lusaka, UNIP President Colonel Henry Mioba has accused successive governments of dismantling Zambia's economic foundation, particularly in the manufacturing and transport sectors, which he said have significantly declined since UNIP left government. Colonel Mioba has recalled that during Dr. Kaunda's administration, vehicles were assembled locally and employment opportunities were abundant, unlike today, where many educated citizens struggle for years without finding jobs. He has described Dr. Kaunda as a selfless and unifying leader who protected Zambia's interests and ensured that foreign investors did not exploit the country's resources, contrasting it. with what he described as the current state of affairs.
Europe is back on 2026. Europe is participating in the general election to bring back to that life where Zambians, poor people, were given coupons, where Zambians were buying VKT bag at 80 quarter.
I do return in the concern where the concern in the living room, another assembly, here in the reserve, we are the data, yes, Kishwe, dollar, we are the Land Rover, from a client, who made a good job, now they will be making our own vehicle.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency has disclosed that there is an increase in the vandalism of road signs along rural roads, a situation that has contributed to a rise in accidents involving motorists. The Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director, Amon Mwemba, has revealed that the Road Development Agency installed over 1,000 road signs on rural roads last year, many of which have already been vandalized within a span of less than a year. Engineer Mwemba has explained that this destruction has left motorists navigating these roads without crucial guidance, leading to issues such as over-speeding, which poses significant risks to the lives of drivers and other road users. He has called for enhanced collaboration between RATSA and RDA to raise public awareness on the importance of preserving road signs and ensuring the safety of all road users.
A lot of our road signs are being vandalized. Last year, RDA installed something to the effect of 1,800 signs. And most of those signs, especially the ones that were planted in the rural areas, are already gone. This is less than a year later. It is a big problem. We need to intensify, together with that RDA, we need to intensify education for the members of the public to ensure that, so that they know that, you know, those things are there for a reason. They are meant to guide motorists. And without guidance, motorists have no idea what they're doing. You know, they'll do high speeds in built-up areas.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Energy Minister Makuza Chikote has invited UK-based Echo 8 Investments Limited to establish clean energy operations in Zambia as part of urgent efforts to end load shedding and attain energy security by December 2025. Speaking at Zambia House in London, Mr. Chikote has welcomed Echo 8's proposal to deploy up to 5,000 megawatts of renewable energy within 6 months of approvals, stressing Zambia's need for investors ready to deliver timely results. He has added that Zambia's long-term energy target is 9,000 megawatts and underscored the country's ambition to become a regional power hub through new interconnector projects. And Echo 8 founder David Green has assured the minister that his company, backed by immediate capital, is ready to install solar, hybrid and advanced storage systems featuring patented 3D solar technologies and rooftop wind units. Meanwhile, Director of Planning and Information, Mwape Chipala, said the government is prepared to fast-track processes for credible investors, noting that even a gigawatt of power could stabilize the national grid. This according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press at the Zambian Mission in the United Kingdom, Speedwell Mufuchi.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Namibia's agriculture minister has been sacked after being accused of raping a 16-year-old girl 5 years ago. Mac Albert Hengari was arrested on Saturday after allegedly attempting to bribe the victim, now 21, to withdraw the case against him. The police say Hengari, 59, who has denied any wrongdoing, appeared in court on Monday and was denied bail. This is the first major scandal for Namibia's first female president, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, since she took office last month. The BBC has more.
Large parts of Spain and Portugal are without electricity because of a massive power cut. It's affected transport, communications and many businesses. Some trains